All right, our 10-minute speaker is Katie from San Diego.
My name's Katie. I'm alcoholic.
Katie.
So I came into this meeting not knowing that I was speaking today. So apparently I'm the 10-minute speaker, and I apologize ahead of time. I'm like really off guard right now. So I guess that's good, a good thing. And showing up at an Alcoholics Anonymous, you can show up however you are. And being present is just one of the things that I learned to do best in here, is just being present. So I started drinking when I was 13 years old. Before I started drinking, I always felt different than you, which a lot of people say, but I just felt out of place, felt like I didn't belong, and I couldn't talk to people, couldn't talk to anyone. I grew up in South San Diego, so I was the only white girl. Yeah, so that was hard for me, like really hard. So when I was 13, I moved with my dad to Claremont, and I started drinking, and like I came out of my skin, and I was able to have a conversation with you, and just be comfortable, because I was never comfortable, and I started drinking, and then it led to other things, and before I knew it, I was 15, and I actually was pregnant with my my first son at 15 years old. So imagine a little alcoholic, doesn't know anything about a life, bringing another life into this world. But I didn't even know that. Like I thought I had this. I thought I had life down at 15 years old. So I managed to get sober and have my son healthy, and I decided that I was gonna get a job and raise my son, and I managed to stay sober, dry, because I didn't do meetings, but I was able to occupy my time with, like, school and, like, just being a mom. And then I was like, this isn't fun. Like, this isn't fun. Like, I was, like, 17, and I'm like, I'm not having fun. Like, I work full-time. Like, I went to school, and I was able to work in the healthcare. And I just wasn't having fun, and, like, I was miserable because, you know, I wasn't having that drink to calm me and to make me comfortable. So I went back at it, and I decided to leave the person I was with because I was 17. Like, I don't want to be tied down. And then, I left him, and then, like, I just started partying again. And I did that for a while. Like I thought I was a what is it called? Like a functional drinker, because I had a job, and I would quit on Sunday night so that I could go to work, and then Friday would be back at it, and then it just started getting out of control where I would go to the casino and stay there all night, win a lot of money, lose a lot of money, and it wasn't fun anymore because I was drinking and using so that I didn't have to feel life. And anything that happened, that was my solution, because I didn't have a solution before besides that. I didn't know there was another solution. I'm like, I'm fucked. Like, this is my life, and this is how I'm going to get by. So It wasn't fun anymore when I tried taking my life, and it didn't work, and I still had a job, and I didn't call them to tell them that I wasn't going to be there, because I wasn't planning on being alive the next morning. So I ended up losing my job at a really good facility, and because I was unwilling to admit that I had a problem. So I would lie to your face and tell you whatever I thought was believable. I didn't want to accept help. I was very young. So that was just how my life was for a while. And then I actually had another son with another man, and he ended up going to prison for 4 years. I ran amok, and I got him taken away over an overdose, actually. And I was on the streets. I lost my house, my apartment, everything. And I actually had to go to Riverside for a court hearing for a CPS case. And I went there, and I told the judge, if you let me out of here, I'm going to die. I'm going to die, and I really wanted my son, but I wasn't capable of it, and I didn't know what to do. So they put me in a rehab up there. I got my son back a month later, but what happened was the director there had 24 years off of, this is Alcoholics Anonymous, but off of heroin, but she did AA right out of the book, so she was able to tell me, like, when you see alcohol, just substitute that for what your problem is, because if you're looking at her and listening to her speak, you have no idea that she was a heroin addict. And I was like, oh, I'm like, wow, she like has her shit together. And so I listened to her, and I started going to meetings. And I don't know if you guys have been to Hemet, but it's a bunch of senior citizens. So in the meetings, they told me to sit down. Like, I know you guys have probably heard this, like, sit down and listen, shut up, and listen. And so that's what I did. And these senior citizens were very wise. Not all of them. I've learned that. They told me to get a God. And I was like, well, I already know what God is, whatever. I have a God. But I really didn't. I didn't have a connection with my God. So I got a God through the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. So I did my steps through step 8, and then I went ahead and moved back to San Diego. My husband got out of prison, and we were going to be a family, and I just stopped doing AA. So anyways, I stayed dry for 2 years. Now I have over a year and a half, and things are different this time. I actually completed the steps. I do them on a daily basis. I work with others, with other women, and I have a life with my kids. My kids are 8 and 12 now. So my life is a lot different. Like I put first as AA, and my children, and taking care of myself. And, you know, like, juggling that all is a lot. It is a lot. But it can be done. So today we woke up and we went to basketball pictures, baseball tryouts, tire rotation, and now I'm here. There's a bunch more in between. But, like, I get to do that today because before, like, I couldn't even get out of bed without putting a substance into my body. And now what it looks like for me in the morning is getting on my knees and surrendering to my higher power and letting him control my life for the most part. I'm not going to say that, like, I give everything to him and and, like, that's it. It's not like that. In AA, you learn that some days are better than others. And the thing is that I've learned that I can work AA in every part of my life. So, yeah. So, it's been a miracle, and I'm blessed, and I'm just really happy to be here with you guys. I'm sorry that I'm, like, super shaky and nervous. I was not expecting this. And even if I was, I'd probably be shaky and nervous, too, and saying a lot, but whatever. So I just want to thank you for being here and listening to me. Thanks.